Good evening, all. We're in the middle of the 16th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the prohibition of breaking the bone of the Korban Pesach. And if you remember, we sort of, the Chinuch was at his wit's end. Why is it that we have so many mitzvos about Pesach? And so he goes into in this lengthy discussion to explain why it's so important that we have all these mitzvos regarding Pesach. And in particular, he goes in this long discussion of saying how it is that a person's actions will sort of guide them in either the right or the wrong direction. And so we left off after his two examples of saying what could happen to someone who's a complete Rasha, right? Someone who's a complete Rasha, if he has good actions entirely, somehow he manages to do them, then he'll eventually become a tzaddik. And the exact opposite, if you have someone who's a tzaddik, but he somehow is totally involved in wicked actions, he'll eventually become Rasha. And then we are up to this point. Therefore, Chazal say, God wanted to merit the Jewish people. What did he do? Lefichach, hereby him Torah mitzvos. Therefore, God gave the Jewish people. He gave us Torah and he gave us mitzvos. Kedei l'his l'has peace b'hen kol machshavos seinu. So that our thoughts will essentially be preoccupied by the involvement of doing these mitzvos and learning Torah. Ve'lios b'hen kol asakinu. And this, all of our activities will essentially be involved in doing these things. Le'itziv lanu b'acharei seinu. So that we will eventually earn goodness through doing all these actions and involving ourselves in all this good. Because when we do these good actions, we will eventually become good. We will be affected to become good. And we will be merit eternal life. Obviously, merit in the world to come, etc., will be done if we are to do all these good actions by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And Chazal alluded to this idea Bamram when they said when Chazal say that anyone has mezuzah on his doorpost, tzitzis on his garment, and he has tefillin on his head, presumed that for sure he will not be someone who sins, because these are constant mitzvos. And what do these constant mitzvos do for us? We will be affected by them constantly, so that if we are constantly involved in these mitzvos, we will not go to do bad things. Therefore, therefore, you should see how much the activities that you're involved in, what they can do for you. Because you will be drawn after them, whether they are good or bad. And you will not draw yourself after your actions. In other words, your actions will drive you, and you, your personality, will not tell your actions where to go. Ultimately, whatever you do, that's going to be the person that you are. And don't allow your yitzhar to tell you, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Right? Your yitzhar is going to tell you are a person who has a complete heart, you have a emunah shlema, you're a believer, so you can't do any good. Ma hefse, what loss can there be? Yesh ki esaneg l'famim betanugi anashim. If I sometimes, every now and again, engage myself in the pleasures of this world with other men, what am I going to do? I'll be sitting in the marketplace, or I'll be sitting in the streets, and I'll be hanging out and enjoying myself. To sort of hang out with those who are lazy, and speak not in the most appropriate ways, but the and I won't be doing things that will obligate me to bring any sort of offering. So therefore, I'm not really going to be doing such bad things. And I'll say, oh, don't worry, this will be okay. What's the big deal if I just enjoy myself every now and again? Hello, gam li levav kimohem. The person will say I also have a heart like them. Meaning what? Katani ava mimasneim. That my little finger is thicker than their insides. Meaning that my will is stronger than theirs. Why are you telling me that I'm going to follow after the bad people? Maybe umadua yimshechuni heim acharei. Maybe they'll follow after me. That is what a person can tell themselves. But the chinuch says, what are you talking about? You should not think that. Think like that. Al bini, know my son. He says, don't ever let yourself fall under that trap. Don't let yourself fall under their net or under their spell. Rabim shasu mitoch kach kos tar el tam. Many people drank from this cup of poison that people have convinced themselves of actions like this. But you should save your soul. Don't allow yourself to be taken captive by these terrible ways of life. And then he comes back to his original question of why we have all these mitzvos of of Pesach and why we have to keep remembering the idea that all the miracles that God did for us in Egypt. After you know this whole principle, you should not be so concerned, you should not be so puzzled by Riboy HaMitzvos V'inyan Zechiras Nisei Mitzrayim, why there are so many commandments that are meant to remind us of the miracles of Egypt. Shehin Amud Gadol B'Toratinu, because this is a great pillar of our Torah. Ki Birvos Asakinu Bahem, because if you are engaged in these things extensively, Nispael El Hadavar, we will be influenced by their by what they're meant to teach us. K'mo Shamarno, as we said, and therefore if we continue to do the mitzvahs that remind us that God did all these miracles for us in Egypt, and therefore we are meant to serve Him constantly and always remember that He is our master and He will always be there for us. If we continue to involve ourselves in those actions, then of course that will be where our heart ends up going and not in, God forbid, any other direction. That is the end of that little section over there. Just to finish up this mitzvah, Dini HaMitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah include the following. Kigon Shover Etzem Mimeno Afilo Achar Zman Achila. So let's say a person breaks the bone of the Korban Pesach after the Zman of eating. So what level of prohibition have you violated? Have you violated any prohibition? Bidin imyish kezayas basar alav madino, and let's say on that bone that you break there is a kezayas of meat on it. What are the ramifications of that? Bidin hasechuchim begidim harakim shesoban lihiskashos, and let's say you have the sort of the softer parts of the animal, like the cartilage and the soft sinews and the like, which will eventually become hard. What is the halach if you break those? Is it like a bone? Is it not like a bone? Etc. Yeser Praten, all the additional details. All Mevoarim Bepesachim can be found in Pesachas Pesachim. And when is this mitzvah applied? Vinoheges Bezucharim Nakivas, this applies to men and to women. Bezman HaBayis, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, over Aleha Veshavar Etzem Bepesach Tahor Loke. And a person who violates this prohibition and breaks the bone, and he adds in us a really important word over here, he breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach that is pure. In that situation, this person will get Malkus for that. That brings us to the end of mitzvah Tet Zion, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mitzvah Yud Zion, the 17th Mitzvah of the Torah, but for now, we will stop right here.